today, we're going to be interviewing our brother Major. And it's going to be Major.
And he's right here. He just got here, y'all. So let's meet him.
Let's meet him.
Brother, yes indeed. How are you?
Good.
Oh, don't wrap them Baxters.
Yes,
let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go,
man. Come on. It's an invitation to a conversation.
Love it.
Man.
Ooh, I'm right there. Yeah.
You feel something?
Yeah, I feel it.
It's about to be really good.
Yes.
Can I start?
Clay Star, baby.
Hey, family. As you know, it's those Baxters.
Yep.
And we are here with an invitation to a conversation.
Mm-hmm. With our brother, Major. So you know it's going to be Major. Come on now.
Listen, this is why I love you. Listen to those Baxters. Y'all have been consistent. Y'all have been beautiful people that really represent Kingdom. It's an honor to be here with you today. Let's have some fun. Let's talk. Let's just move in what God intended all along.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
We've loved you since we met you many years ago.
Yeah.
Your heart. Your spirit, you're the hope dealer.
Yeah, they better know. They better know. I mean this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. When we think about you and even listen to you, and we talked a little bit earlier about purpose, and then you knowing your purpose, and your purpose is to, at least I see from my side, you're a healer.
Mm.
And you are healing through the hope. And the message that God gave you, it is also in your, it's in your voice through your music, but also through your sound of your speech.
Mm-hmm.
We had the opportunity to, listen to your music for all these years, but also listen to your hope.
Motivation. Hope motivation.
Yeah. And we do a lot of work with people and helping them to heal. So even being able to, you know, give your hope motivations to, you know, some of the women and men that we work with that are in need of healing is like such a blessing. Can you first, so of course we've got your brand new single.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that, but I'm good with talking about the Major Hope.
Okay. So, your purpose of hope.
Yeah.
When did you discover that was your purpose, and how did that come about?
Well, firstly, thank you for making time and taking time to know what I've been giving beyond just, oh, we have an interview. Give me my talking points real quick. Like clearly y'all have done some research and it's authentic. And I thank you for that. So thank you.
You're welcome, bro.
I think we need to take more moments to pause for people to receive the gratitude.
Amen.
Oftentimes we say it in passing, but I need y'all to know that we're appreciative of the time that you make for us.
Thank you.
As it relates to hope giving, hope dealing, being purpose, I was awakened to it when I was about to graduate college. I'm one of 10 siblings, a blended family. I was the first to go to college, let alone graduate. And so right before I was about to graduate, my mom told me the meaning behind my name. And she lets me know the story was when she got pregnant with me, it was inconvenient for her in that she was about to graduate college. It was her last year. She had already had my brother out of wedlock. So she was embarrassed that she did it again. And so she considered abortion. On her way to the abortion clinic, the tire goes flat. So she misses her appointment. She turns around, and of course, you know how the enemy moves. When he isn't successful the first time, he tries to come harder, you know. And so the pressure just, you know, just built up. And so she was like, I gotta get rid of this, you know. And so on her way back to the abortion clinic nearly 2 weeks later, a different tire completely busted in the same spot that the first one went flat. And so she's like, I hear you. I hear you. And I pray that if I name a Major, which is my great grandfather's name, I pray that he makes a major impact on the world. Mm. I was the pregnancy that brought her closer to God, that she recommitted her life to Christ. And so that was what she prayed over my life. She waits until I'm about to graduate college. So we applaud my mama, right?
Yeah,
for sharing me that.
Yeah.
But stop. Huh? Let me tell you, because my mama gonna wait until I go to college to tell me what the meaning behind my name is. This old weird name Major. Everybody had jokes talking about Major, Minor, Major League. What's your major? And I'm like, you so funny. I ain't heard that one before. And I'm like, listen, you gonna wait until I went through all that? And she says, I waited because I wanted to make sure you were at an age and a point where you can understand and you can fully comprehend. And so I gave her a pass on that.
Yeah,
but in that moment, I was awakened to this assignment to embrace unapologetically my name. Mm. That night, I have a dream, and it's pun intended when I finish telling you the dream. I'm going down into the basement and sitting right across from me, this is a table sitting right across from me. This is kind of interesting how this is even set up. Is Dr. King, somebody that I've always admired. I became an alpha man because of it. Like, okay, it's just all that. And so Dr. King says, Major, you're next. And I'm like, next with what? You know, and he said, what I did for civil rights and peace, you will do for love and hope.
Wow.
And that was when I'm about to graduate, right before our ceremony. And I was just like, I'm next. And he says, yes, you're next. And then literally here, that's wild, because it says, yes, you can. You got all types of signs and stuff in this Wade Work studio, Atlanta, get familiar. Yeah, so yeah. I see a force coming down the stairs. There's this light beam, and I'm like, that's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus is coming down, and he says, Major, he's right, and I will be with you every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And in that moment, a tear just drags down my face, and I remember waking up and looking up, and I don't know why I was sleeping the way I was. I was kind of hanging off the bed, and I'm looking up, and sure enough, the way I was positioned this time, which was not how I ever slept, is the Martin Luther King poster of him giving the I Have a Dream speech right there, and the tear is still present. And I was awakened that this is the work. Hope is the work. Hope is the work. And it started to make sense all of my life, that why teachers used to talk to me about their problems when I was little. Telling them, well, did you talk about it? You know, did you have you had a conversation? Like, I'm giving advice early on and being a peer mediator in school. And it just started making sense. So that's when I was first awakened to it. I finally embraced my name, Major, and it's been hope ever since.
Oh man, when you pray and say, Lord, tell me what to ask.
What an
amazing story.
Hope
dealer.
But
like, even before knowing this story and this testimony that you just gave us, meeting you, like, it's in your eyes, it's in your body, it's in your
from day one, we've like, you had this light on you since we met you, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when you walk into the room, you just bring this different type of energy.
Yeah.
And that's why I always prayed that God opened up the door and released you to the world. Because from day one, I said, yo, it's something special about him. Like, the world.
It's something special about y'all as well. I receive what you're saying to me. And I think it's the beauty and the magic of it all is that our spirits agree. Mm-hmm. God, we move in like pedigree of of giving first. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes we're the ones neglected in the giving. Mm-hmm. But first major chapter one, verse one is, in all your giving, neglect not yourself. Mm-hmm. Realize that you're worthy of the love that you give. And so even as you all have moved and relocated in this big act of faith because you heard from mm-hmm. God, just be assured that you are deserving of everything you are posture to give. And I thank you for this moment because Holy Spirit is in this room. Yeah, I don't know if Brother Wade does like praise on every studio, but this studio C, maybe C for Christ. I don't right, know what it is, Doc, but listen, God is here and I feel it. Yeah. And I'm so grateful. I might have a moment where I the older I'm getting, I start weeping like a deacon often. I'm so like, thank you, God. Like so I might have a moment, but I just wanted to acknowledge that a Selah moment, that God is present and God is really here. And I just had to affirm you all in what you're doing because it's necessary and it allows people to know that they're seen. Mm. And they're not forgotten. They're not missed.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Thank you. We needed that because in this season, it's like you can come to a new place and it's like we at Philly, in Philly, we home.
Yeah, everybody knows us. Yeah.
We got down here and at first we was like, oh, don't nobody really know us. But before we know it, God said, listen, let them know that you're here so I can send the people to help. Before you knew it, all the doors started open. People started calling us. We like, they like, y'all here now? Okay, we're here now.
Yeah.
We're like, we definitely knew it was God who told us to come.
Yeah. And wherever God sends you, consider it home until he says elsewhere.
Wow. Mm.
Wherever he sends you, consider it home.
Wow. Yeah. That's Amen.
Like, you're speaking all in us. Yeah. I'm sitting over here.
But that's what we do.
Like,
that's how God set it up. Yeah. You're like, we supposed to be doing it for you. Listen, we're going to take how God designed it.
It makes me think about, too, not only like you're speaking to us, but you're also speaking to them.
Yeah.
You know,
I knew that. I knew that.
Yeah, of course.
I knew that.
Wherever God send you, consider it.
What she's referring to, who she's referring to are her two daughters that I can already tell have a mighty future ahead of them. And she's affirming them in this moment. They both are affirming their daughters in this moment that they too are necessary and they too have purpose and they too will prosper. So long as they realize God first and always.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all heard that, right? Y'all got that, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
That major hope motivations. Listen, we talk about that on the major hope motivations because we talk about that you are worthy by grace and divine intention.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's where the worthiness comes from. Let's not get it twisted.
Yes.
Because it's not in our own strength that we find worthiness. Mm-hmm. It's once we realize that God sets it and allows it to begin again.
Mm-hmm.
Grace recovers and redeems. And so I encourage people with that. That major hope motivations project, I'm so proud of that.
Yeah,
yo.
That is, yeah,
listen,
you should be.
If y'all haven't heard it, please, I implore you, please go listen to it. It'll brighten up your day. If you need something to start your day off with, it'll start your day. If you need something for your evening, where he tell you to lay down and get some rest.
Yeah. Like, good night, my friend.
Good night, my friend.
Your dreams to treat you well.
I'm like,
bars. I was like, and God was like, drop it. I was like, I got more. He's like, all right, kid, we got some more to come in.
One of the ones that really touched me was the one on forgiveness. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness. Yeah. Is release, not permission.
Mm.
Release. You don't forgive to say you can do this again to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm releasing it so that I don't drag the reiteration of the pain I felt from the offense.
Mm.
That's really what happens when we don't allow ourselves to heal. We start when we don't deal with what we truly feel. What happens is we pull the trauma and the pain from the very thing
mm-hmm.
and we relive it every time we think about it.
Yeah. So I'm a therapist. That's my class.
Oh, go figure.
Yeah, I'm a
okay.
I'm a therapist.
My God. Yo, this is awesome.
So God told me to become a therapist so that I can be a support system for Black and brown men so they wouldn't suffer in silence. So I'm that real hood therapist. So yeah. I'm that dude that you can come talk to.
Yeah. We're supposed to do some more stuff.
Yeah, amen.
This is wild.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, and I go out and I motivate not just this generation, but the next generation.
Facts.
I go to the youth prisons and I let them know, like, listen, this is just a pit stop. This ain't the end.
Right.
You know, and I encourage them.
Yo, you got me hype.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Like,
radio and thank you. Radio and just video, all of it's just our platform.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an encourager. He's a therapist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God put us together. We'll be married 20 years this year.
Listen, heroes.
Well, listen.
Heroes.
Next week.
Because that marriage.
Next week.
Good God.
Yes, you are newly married.
Newly married. We'll talk some more about that.
Yeah. I love it.
I know. Listen. You on that honeymoon.
Yeah. And even like just seeing your joy. We see it on Instagram. But you and your wife together and your joy and your friendship.
Yeah.
I can see it even. That's my girl.
I love her.
Which is a blessing.
Yeah.
I guess we should talk about the music a little bit.
So here's my thing. Me and my wife, you know, we always been champions for independent artists.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we stood our platform on. That's where we stayed at, you know, and we're still there. Champions for independent artists. You are Major, right?
Yeah. My mama named me that.
Your mama named you Major. And then God God blessed you to the world so that the world can see Major.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you did it in some way that most people think they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it independently.
Yeah.
And
that wasn't the script, though. I didn't write that script.
Right.
Because it wasn't supposed to happen that way in my mind. Like,
we remember when even interviewing you on the red carpet when no one knew who you were.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but God did it in a way so that you could speak to the world, which was Major, which was so important that you could, because you had to go, be able to even go into those dark places and be the hope dealer. And if you're in this one, you know, realm or this one genre, it allows you, yes, we need hope too as Christians, but people who are not Christians need hope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they need to know.
Facts.
So, yeah, like,
So what I was going to say was God put you in a category that most people won't be in.
That's right.
You're in a category with Earth, Wind, and Fire, Luther Vandross, and Kenny Lattimore.
Yeah.
You have one of the all-time greatest wedding songs.
Mm-hmm. As Stevie says, I believe this will be the wedding love song for years to come.
Like, and now Stevie, and just that shows how much love was put into the song. Because people relate marriage to love, you know, and the thing about it was to have something that represents you, your grandchildren to be dancing to it because they'd be like, oh, that was my grandmother and grandfather's wedding song.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel to know that God gave you that to bless the world with that will go down in history?
Yeah, the world.
I'm deeply honored and deeply humbled because it's a greater work than me. You said that love, that marriage is people equate marriage with love. And I think marriage is the ultimate vessel of love exchange. Mm-hmm. It's the ultimate vessel of it. Like, it's the ultimate agency of which love can on earth.
Yes.
You know, that love can flow. When I had this idea, the song didn't start from me talking about love. It talked about me talking about my like for a chicken salad sandwich. Okay? just so people know. We're clear. Major may be this singer and act. I can, you know, make, you know, I can put the touch, the je ne sais quoi on the vocals. Let me make it clear. We're on set of a web series called Flawed. It the brother of Kev on stage, Jason Fredericks, is the director. And my brother Jor-El Quinn is just playing lullaby music on the piano. But it was a low budget film, a low budget web series. And they said, we're having lunch. And generally, if you know anything about low budget productions, lunch is either pizza from most likely from Little Caesars.
Come on now.
And I don't want to call them out too big unless they sponsor in this show. But it's generally pizza or sandwiches.
Yeah.
And this time it was sandwiches. Okay. And I said, sandwiches. And they said, I said, well, what kind? And I've always been a little bougie. That's just been me, you know, even when we were poor as growing up. I just wanted more and just different. And so I said, they said ham or turkey or veggie. And I'm like, I don't want any of that.
Right.
And they're like, well, what do you want, Major? And I said, say less. And Jor-El was playing his lullaby music. And I said, chicken salad sandwich. I want a chicken salad sandwich because I'm hungry. They were filming it. We posted it, goes viral. And this is right when Instagram kind of started, like, really, you know, taking off. And viral for me was like 1,000 views. And I was like, take that.
Yes.
And so everybody's talking about it. And my producer, Harmony, who was working with me on my album, I Am Major at the time, Harmony says, yo, where did this song come from? And I said, I just made it up on the spot.
He said,
so that's your song. I said, yeah. He said, dude, that's a hit. I said, bro, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking we can send it, you know, maybe pitch it for McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, you know, for a commercial. And he was like, no, dude, take it down. And I said, whoa. I'm a grown man.
Right.
You can't talk to me like that.
Right.
Imagine going to Philly and saying that. They'll be like, man, please. You know? And he said, nah, for real, come to the studio. Because I believe that's a love song.
That's a
love song. Come to the studio. Take it down. I promise you. So I took it down. All right.
Yeah, I took it down.
And so I get to the studio. And first things first, the idea of, this is why I love you. This is why I love you. Because you love me. And that was just natural. That came immediately. But then I was trying to figure out what to sing specifically about in love that can really connect and not just be more of the same and not be just a caricature of love.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes when we hear these love songs, not Stevie, not Luther, but I'm talking about some of these songs about relationships, it's like, you did this to me and never again am I going to get it to you. Or let me put it down on you. And it's like, yo, whoa. Like, let's get to the real love part. You know? Yeah. And so, sure enough, Harmony was just like, I said, bro, I know heartbreak and I know the only love, consistent love that I know is my mama and God. And he says, well, talk about God. And in that moment, I heard God say, if you show them what this love is that we have, it will show them how to do love with one another.
Wow.
Because true agape is to be experienced between all of us.
Yeah.
And it informs all the other dimensions of love that we speak about. But true agape is love on earth as it is in heaven. And so the words that just started flowing. And sure enough, we got this song that the world is singing. But I said, I want this to be sang in churches and weddings. I was literally calling it all out, but I didn't know it was going to be as massive.
God, wait a minute. He's like, nope.
I didn't know this was the song that was going to do it.
Yeah.
But sure enough, it did. And
it was a love song to him. Like,
that's it. It was a love letter to God to love. And love wrote me back.
Wow.
That's what this song is.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
And now we platinum.
Yeah, that's
Now we plan.
What y'all talk about?
They didn't believe in us. God did.
God did.
I'm doing it like DJ Khaled. God did.
Yeah. God did.
I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, y'all. I'm so grateful. I'm telling you, this was not the script that I wrote for myself.
Yeah.
But the moment I chose to fully surrender to how God chose to do it was the moment I started to see the desires of my heart unfold before me in right time every single time. It's wild. Wow. It's wild. I was not supposed to be an independent artist. I went to the Berklee College of Music. I became a big fish. They were like, he's gonna be on all of this and this and this and this. I was denied by American Idol twice. I was denied by The Voice twice. And they are the ones that called me to do the audition. But sure enough, God said, I got something for you. Yeah. The Voice calls me asking for permission to use my song on their show. After denying me two seasons before, they were trying to get me for that whole week. And I'm like, God, you hilarious. Yeah. This is wild. So I get a check, from The Voice, thank you very much. Versus trying to get on there to convince people that I'm good enough.
Because you don't have to convince them.
All I think about is him preparing that table. You dig what I'm saying? He said he prepares a table
for
you. Yeah, and people, when I talk to independent artists, I say, listen, if you do it for God and don't worry about who over here and who over there, I tell them you got to have artist horse blind.
Yeah.
You can't look to the left or the right. You have to
look that at periphery.
You have to look straight at God. Yeah. And I said, if you have a conversation with him, he'll have one back with you.
Absolutely.
But when you're looking around, you're looking for man to give you what God is supposed to give you, you're never going to get it.
Mm. Right. And it's tough because we are human.
Mm-hmm.
And we're moved by what we see. We're moved by what we think is. But the more you build in relationship with God, which is a daily practice, when someone says, build your relationship, I'm telling you that's your greatest treasure, because you will then be awakened to the things that are concerning your story, concerning your journey, that will bring you every single thing you need. Only when you build this relationship will you find that.
Mm.
And you'll find yourself being able to journey easier because you realize that you're not the one carrying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
God carries the one that is in relationship with him. Mm. He carries the one who delights themselves in him.
Mm-hmm.
He gives them desires of their heart. And so this is something I've learned. I used to just say it, but now I know it. So I'm with you because y'all know it too. That's why y'all have a whole show to assure people get this. Mm. You don't want them to miss it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. You talked about surrender too.
Mm-hmm.
And surrendering our plan, like what your personal plan is for God's plan and how important that is.
And that's the thing is, it's not so much just, okay, now I can't want what I want.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally you saying, okay, God, surrender is a handoff.
Mm.
It's a handoff. So it's, these are my desires. These are my hopes. These are my things. And it's literally you saying, okay, now in the surrender posture, I'm taking those things and I'm handing them off to a God that can take those things and shape those things to be exactly what we need and show us that this is truly what we wanted all along.
Mm-hmm.
What humanity has helped us do inadvertently, not intentionally, but what humanity causes us to do is take a hope and we formulate it as a goal, and we only can see ourselves winning if we see the goal happen the way that we saw it.
Come on.
But if we move, and I got a shout out to my brother, I know I am. Shout out to my brother, Emmanuel Acho. He has a book called Illogical, but he talks about objectives, versus goals, and how he had to realize I have to move towards objectives more than goals, because objectives really are where the it involves what the heart truly desires. Because yeah, I want a major label deal, but the objective is to be in a home that actually believes in me, a label home that actually believes in me and champions my cause. So if I focus on the objective, you'll realize that if God says independent label,
right,
I'm going to lean into that because the objective was to be somewhere where I'm championed. Because I can get the major label and experience what everybody talks about, where you get there and then you're lost in the in this and big space and they don't care. They'll get to you when they get to you and you don't feel seen. And it's like, so now I have the goal, but I don't have the objective. So if we champion, if we lean into objectives, way what we'll find is that we're more satisfied, and you'll find that you've had the answers all along.
Come on.
We've missed the answers because we were looking for the goal to look a certain way.
Yeah, I know. You see, look. You don't see that spouse.
Yeah. That's love. That's love.
But Hey, so you got a new single.
Yes.
Bro.
You got a new single.
Why bro. He's got the whole world now? Why? Listen, why that song
so,
now?
So listen, I actually have been singing this song on tours for a long time, and it will just sometimes it'll just come to me in a moment where I feel like the audience is in need another blessed assurance. And so I'm like, I have some information for you, and I'll literally, it'll be in between, you know, some songs that they turn up to, but, or they'll just have, you know, just caught up in, and I say, I need you to know he's got the whole world, and everybody just begins to sing it because everybody knows that song. It's like, cross generation, cross the color line, and whole world in his hands, had to be released in my next project, because I said, I'm telling you, I know what happens when people hear this song. They're brought back to the time they actually believed he did.
Ooh, come on.
You know, because circumstances will have you believing, where is God? Where is God?
Right.
But this song is a reminder he ain't left. Just like with sunset, right? The sun rises and it sets every single day.
Right.
But oftentimes we don't see it based on how we're positioned. If you look over here and the sun rises over here, rises and sets over here, you're going to miss it. But it still rises and it still sets. And so God hasn't moved. It's where we have, where we have gone. And so this thing is a reminder that great big God that got you through the last thing, that got you through the last thing, that got you to the next thing. And the next thing is the same God that has you now and will always have you. And when I sing that song, I started off real, you know, real traditional, but I, you know, I got that touch on my voice. Tone, that magic God gave me, because I have a limited full voice range, but that tone, it be getting folk, you know. And so I sang, you got the whole world, and it's not the whole world. And then I said, why would I fear when he's right here? And I said, why would I fear when he's got the hope, well, and it's saying, boom, boom.
Right,
take him to church, and I take him to church in the future. And, yo, we all in. I'm telling you, this song is going to do something. I see it. I feel it. I see it. I feel it.
Amen.
I see it. I feel it. Whole world in his hands. Beautiful people, go get that.
It heals. Just like that's what your music does. That's what your voice does. That's who you are. Like, it does exactly that.
It's just a reminder. It's just a reminder of the gift that you truly are.
And to let these jokers know, let me tell you something. Y'all think I'm R&B by default. This is a church boy. This boy brought up in a church. If you listen to any of my songs, you can run scripture. You can run them by scripture, and they can stand because it is God truth. It's God perspective. Stevie Wonder said, "Major, continue to sing and write about love." Because God will always be there, because God is love. In that moment, I'm like, Yeah. I mean, I learned that at Vacation Bible School. You know, I'm like, I learned that. But then I was awakened. Holy Spirit woke me up to the fact that right now in this moment, you have to honor it because this is a master of love songs giving you the key to his formula.
Yeah, yeah.
He sings from the God perspective of love. That's why the world sings along to every Stevie song. Yeah. And this is what I remembered. God told me, sing about me and the rest of the world will sing along. Anytime you sing from a God perspective of the creator, creation is always going to connect to it. So that's the ticket for all these up and coming artists and entrepreneurs. Move from a God perspective and your audience, creation, will respond. Yeah. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. It just happens that way.
That's so good because, like, before I got into gospel music, I was doing hip hop. I was doing worldly music. I was on number one nighttime radio show in Philadelphia. Yeah. And when God made me shift, I was sitting at a concert with our sister Desi and T-Wise, and she does like neo soul gospel, and and God clearly said to me, I need you to do something big for them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I don't know who that, what is that? Like, I just left the studio with Fat Joe and everybody. I'm like, what is that? But once I released and let go and I did the handoff.
Yeah.
Like, he's blessed us on this platform just by continuing to push these artists. And he said to me, he said, it's all about how you introduce me. The introduction of me to people that'll get it.
Yeah.
And he said, also, it's all about the application of how people see you. Because people going to read you like a Bible.
Listen, you can have words all day long, but if your actions, if your actions aren't true, it falls on deaf ears. Mm-hmm. Deaf ears, bro.
Yeah.
We got some talking to do. Yeah.
You are a church boy doing R&B because God needed you to go into the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's why.
And so now we've finally found the proper genre title, and it's Americana Soul.
Wow.
And so, and which is based, and if you know about Americana, it includes gospel, folk, soul, R&B, and I'm like, that's me, I feel seen. And so when Monarch, shout out to Monarch, Gina Miller and the whole Monarch family that have said, we get it. No, we get it.
Oh, yeah.
Gina, when I literally only approached them for a whole world because I'm like, well, this is my homage to my roots. I want to just work this as a single. And Gina says, you got more, right? You're so much bigger than just this one song. Yeah, and I said, oh, absolutely. And I said, I was just thinking y'all were only interested in that. And she says, oh, no, you're it. You make so much sense. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited. I'm also nervous. this journey is interesting. I'm finally with a full label home. Shout out to Empire that really believed in me as an independent distributor. Yeah. And they really were the difference that set me up. But this new Monarch home, I'm just believing God is going to do some wondrous stuff. It's amazing how divine these moments happen. We didn't even know. One, I didn't know y'all were here.
Right.
Y'all didn't know I was coming into town. And it just so happened to happen at this time. I got a new song we gotta talk about. You know what I mean? It's like all of these things, and it's just perfect. And I just want people to be encouraged that when you walk with God, you won't miss anything.
Yeah.
Hey, that's man,
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how else to end it, but that way. Listen. Yeah.
When you walk with God, you won't miss anything.
Anything.
Miss anything. Amen.
I gotta put that note down.
Put
that in there.
I'm absolutely. That's one of put that in my notes, like, too.
Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
Say it with me. When you walk with God, you won't miss anything.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. When you walk with God, you won't miss anything. These are facts.
Yeah.
Don't lose that. Don't lose that information.
Amen.
I might cry later.
Okay.
Yeah, Major, thank you so much for your time today. We knew it would be a blessing. Thank you to Monarch for having us come out today. And
shout out to Nakia for setting this up. Listen, I'm so grateful.
Omega,
Darnell, Paul, Stan.
Yeah.
Listen,
shout out to the fans.
Amazing folks.
Many, many years, you know. And when God places good people in your life, and sometimes he remove people for seasons, but sometimes he keep people around just for a certain season when it's time for the ground to start breaking and you see why that seed was planted.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It don't happen when you first go after it, but then let God say, you know, some of the stuff, you know, most stuff grow in the dark.
Mm.
So it grow when you can't see it. So once it start growing and start coming through, then you say, oh, now I see it's your season now.
Preach,
so,
bro.
So, bro, it's your season now.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your season is going to be around for a long, long time.
Thank you very much.
We'll do this again when you come back. We would love to sit down with you and your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to make that happen. We could do a relationship thing.
Talk some gems and
she doesn't get super. She's she's getting more comfortable because it's kind of inevitable her being married to me. But she's a college professor of multilingual literacy. She's more. In the classroom, and when it's done, she's like, all right, that's enough. And I'm like, so it'll be special to have this moment with, Cher. We'll make it happen.
Awesome.
So, we're good. We're done.
Yeah.
Bless us all.
Yeah, so listen, we've been with our brother Major, and this is an invitation to a conversation, and which no better way to start it off but to make sure that it's Major with our brother Major.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro, man.
Yeah. What's happening, beautiful people? My name is Major, Mr. This Is Why I Love You. And rocking right now, who I'm rocking with those Baxters. Yeah, baby.